being normal and being weird at the same time. That's what we always want, yeah. Never just the one, yeah.
大家好，我是杨丽。今天我们要介绍的是两位艺术家，他们看上去都是很规范的英国人，但他们却以挑战守旧派、当权派而著名。
Yes, we're going to hear about Gilbert and George, two men who some 40 years ago decided to turn themselves into a living, breathing work of art.
Well, let's find out more about these English eccentrics.
English eccentrics.
英国怪人
BBCUKChina.com.
George Passmore was studying at Central St. Martin's School of Art when he met Gilbert Proche in 1967. Gilbert was from Northern Italy and had moved to England after studying in...
Hang on. Stop, William. 我们这个系列介绍的是英国怪人而不是意大利怪人呢。
Yes, I know, Lee. We are cheating a bit here because although George is English, Gilbert isn't originally. Anyway, both men studied sculpture at Central St. Martin's.
Sculpture, 雕塑.
The men started working together and in 1970, they created perhaps their most famous work, the singing sculpture.
The singing sculpture.可不是传统概念上的雕塑艺术。这件作品呢，其实就是两个真人站立在美术馆的展厅里面唱歌。So, William, Gilbert and George basically turned themselves into an artwork.
Well, yeah, that's right.
我不知道他们的艺术老师对此怎么看。
Well, let's find out. This is George speaking in a BBC TV interview with Mark Lawson.
Even the head of sculpture, the very famous Frank Martin, turned against us. He felt that we were betraying the cause of sculpture, probably.
George 说呀，美院雕塑系主任 Frank Martin turned against them, 转向对立面反对他们的做法，认为那背叛了雕塑的理念 for betraying the cause of sculpture.
But in fact, the artists did go on to leave sculpture behind.They started to create photo works, often coloured by hand. Now, these artworks frequently contain their own image, a picture of Gilbert and George.
吉尔伯特和乔治是一对既有争议但又相当成功的艺术家，多次获奖。他们的作品都展示在国家级的美术馆里。
BBCUKChina.com
So, William, Gilbert and George may produce unusual and interesting art, but why are they eccentric?
Well, they have actually indicated that they don't like being labelled eccentrics, but they do have some famously unusual habits. For example, they always dress the same.
他们两个人总是穿得一模一样。请听下面的录音，看看你能不能听出来为什么他们两个人总是穿的一模一样。
When I look at you now today for this interview, you have suits of similar design but different colours, ties of similar design but different colours, similar shoes. Is all of that carefully planned in advance?
We just want to devote ourselves to art, so we don't need to go shopping, we don't have to cook.Everything's based on having a very simple life, including the tailoring. We don't have to change style every 3 years like the boys in the city. We don't have to peg trousers and then the big shoulders. It's always the same style and very simple. The shirts we buy every 3 years, they're always white. Ties, we only wear the ones that were given as presents. It's a very, very simple life devoted to art.
他们总是穿西装打领带。不仅如此，西装还都是同一个式样的西装。他们说他们就是要一种简单的生活方式。
They look so traditionally, conventionally English in their suits, and they look very different from other artists. The suit and tie allow Gilbert and George to be, as we heard George say at the beginning of this program, normal and weird at the same time.
那么除了整天穿一种式样的衣服之外，这两位大牌艺术家还有什么不寻常之处呢？
Now, this is another of the legends that you go to the same place each day to eat. But is that literally true?
Yes. We go to the same restaurant every evening when we're not entertaining. and we have the same meal month in, month out, until we decide to change it. And then we'll change it, and that will be the same meal every evening until we change our minds again. We don't like the idea of reading menus or thinking about food. It seems rather a waste of brain to us.
啊，他们每天都去同一家餐馆去吃饭，而且呢，点同样的饭菜，直到吃腻了为止。他们说呀，这样做的原因是不去看菜单，既省神又省力，以便把精力都用到艺术创作上。
Yeah, that was very interesting. I wonder what things I could do in my life to save me brain power.
I think there's so much we can learn from this odd couple.
Okay, well, join us again next week for more English Eccentrics. Bye-bye.
谢谢收听，我们下次节目再会。